Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. More this week on the key to knowing the truth as we continue to look at the single eye. Now, last week we covered much ground on having a single eye. But we made the attachment of having a single eye towards God as having a pure heart. A heart that is open towards God and free from corruption as far as motives toward God is concerned. Now, my friend, a pure heart is said to be pure because of its devotion and dedication to God and to God's will. It is our open and pure heart toward God that is the open window which flows a knowledge of Jesus Christ. Let me say that again because this is so important. It is our open and pure heart towards God that is the open window which flows a knowledge of Jesus Christ. I hope this is really sinking in, my friend, because it is important. Now, remember, we are talking about the key, the one and only key to knowing truth, to seeing the light. In the past, we have determined that Jesus is the truth. Boy, I like that. Jesus is the light. I like that, too. And Jesus is our all and in all. So, if we want to know the truth, which is Jesus, then we must. There's no other way around it. We must have an open heart towards God. It is, if not, then our heart will, you know, it will have a dark, cold, stony heart that knows not God. So we see it's not God, as we often think, who is keeping the knowledge and knowing Jesus away, but in reality, it is us out of our closed heart towards God that prevents us from knowing truth, from knowing Jesus Christ. The key to knowing truth is an open heart towards God. Let me say that again. The key, the one and only key to knowing truth is an open heart towards God. This is why I often encourage people to open up their heart, to open up their spirit so that the real teacher, the Holy Spirit, can give us His thoughts, can give us His desires, what He thinks we ought to know in any given area of truth or any given situation or issue. So it is a single eye, a single heart, a pure heart, a single-mindedness. All of these terms speak of our heart relationship with God. They all speak of being open toward God, free of any other motives. This is the key to seeing Jesus Christ, the key to being made free, and consequently the key to seeing the truth on everything else in our life. Now, obviously, anyone can say that they have a single eye unto the Lord. Indeed, we can desire to have a single eye, and the good news is that we can turn to God in a millisecond and open ourselves up to Him as much as we consciously know to do so. That is the necessity, and that is the start. But from that point, God will have to, of necessity, purify our heart. Let me say that again. God, out of necessity, will have to purify our heart. Our job is to keep open to God. God will do the rest. Let me say that again. Our job is to keep open to God, and God will do the rest. The Apostle Peter tells us that this is the fundamental purpose of trials and tribulations and persecutions in our life. You know, I was talking to my good friend Ray Leach one day, and we were talking about this very topic, how some people see their need by the drawing of the Holy Spirit and make a decision to move closer to the Lord, while others, even out from that same leading, do not. Now, most people would call it getting saved, and I can agree with that term, but true salvation happens, my friend, when we are translated from the physical realm to the spiritual realm. Let me say that again. True salvation in our life happens when we are translated from the physical realm to the spiritual realm. Yes, our sins are forgiven, which happens at that time, and I thank God, but there is much work done in us at that time. And now here is my point. Much, much, much more work is needed in us to be done, to be able to see truth and then walk in that truth. Often when we first get saved, we think God will take away all of our bad habits at that time of our salvation, but most often not so. Now, I have heard of some folks who, when they gave their life to Christ in a fuller way, had some bad habits like smoking and heavy drinking, lying, stealing. Well, you know, you got that picture. You know, they seem to, at that time, their conversion would just kind of just drop away. But this is the exception, my friend. Do not count on that to happen. And it's the exception and not the rule. Most often when we get a new heart, we still have bad habits that tag along with us unless we allow the Lord to help us to take care of them. Oh, the Lord wants to help. Oh, yes, He does. But we must engage with Him because our permission, we must give Him our permission to help make these needed changes in our life. Now, these changes only happen in time and as we open ourselves up to God's dealing and judgments in our lives. God begins to work in our lives and He says, David, how about this area or how about that area? And we know it is God talking to us. Wow. And He begins to make judgments about us and our need for change. And as we confess, or that word confess means we agree with God, what He's saying about us is true, then He begins to work in our lives and things just begin to fall away. That we are being purified by the fire of our trials, by the dealings and judgments of God. Peter shares in 1 Peter 1 and 7 that the trials of our faith, being much more precious than gold that perish, so it be tried with fire. 1 Peter 4 and 7. Gold that is tried by fire is purified. All of the impurities are brought to the surface so that what remains is pure. Have you ever said something, then said later, I cannot believe I said that, or I did something and I can't believe that I did that? Well, where did that come from? Well, it was in your heart all along. It was there all of the time. And the pressure of the trial or the circumstances, the situation, brought it, your words up to the, you know, to your heart, up to the surface and out of your mouth, so that you can hear them to agree or disagree with God. Remember, Jesus says, out of our mouth speaks our heart, and they defile the man, Matthew 15 and 18. So in a trial, in dealings and judgments of God in our life, we yield to God and keep open to Him. In trials and dealings of God in our lives, we yield to God and keep open to Him. We cannot purify ourselves. We lack the tools and the will. But we can turn to the Lord with our heart, just as we are. And all of our messed up thinking and all of the chaos in our life, from our own making sometimes, or from others, and know that He is there, He is with us, He promised He will never leave us or forsake us, and He will help us in these areas. Then God will begin His work. The question from that point is, will we be able to allow that light to come into us, or will we remain in darkness? Next week, we will begin to look at the light of life, the light of life. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that the Lord will be able to be gracious to you this coming week and be able to work in your life. Spend some time in the Word. Spend some time before the Lord. Allow Him to speak to you and just turn off the TV, turn away from things, and just kind of turn toward God. Again, the Lord will begin His work in you. The question from that point will be whether we want the lights to come into us or do we desire that darkness. Amen. God bless. Talk to you all next week. Amen.